Hi, this is Alan Carrington again from Between the Buttons. I'm at Moodle Moot 2010 on the last day. The fatigue is showing, and I'm with Francis Kneebone. And Francis, you are a training manager with an organisation in Brisbane, but you just gave a most... I don't want to make it too impressive because you'll get all embarrassed, but I think that was one of the best presentations of the conference. Tell us about what you just said.
Basically, what I talked about was embedding media... new media into a Moodle platform and just some of the issues surrounding that.
Yeah, I mean, it was full of really important practical stuff. The thing that got me most of all was you're talking about your audience, your Gen Y, Net Gens, call them what you like. Tell us what you do. You're with Scription Union in Queensland, but you have got... tell us what you do with the courses. It's for young people, right?
It's not such for young people, it's actually for youth workers, people who work with young people. Okay. A lot of our students are, I would say, in Gen Y.
Yeah.
And what we find is new learners are increasingly engaged with new media, with social media, with Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and they're teaching themselves. There's a culture of self-learning already there.
That's very interesting, self-learning. Yeah. So the Gen Y people are what age?
Well, I'd say...
The 82...
I'm 31. Apparently, 30. I'm just in between X and Y, which explains a bit. But I'd probably say anyone 27, 26 and younger would fall into...
Okay, they're university, higher education...
Well, they are now. TAFE, we often think of Gen Y as teenagers, but really they're actually the people moving into universities now and engaging with higher education.
Okay. Yeah. So what are you finding... to keep them engaged, what do you have to do?
What they really want is the best way to teach them is through peer-to-peer learning. And any way you can get young people to connect and share their own experiences and learn from each other's experiences, you're going to keep them engaged.
How does the teacher, who used to be the source of all knowledge, is no longer that, how does control come into it? I mean, and guidance. I know you're a faith-based organisation, and so, you know, values are really, really, really important. How do you keep them on track?
We don't have too many issues there. I think you need to model the way you want them to behave online. So if you model that you're willing to share your experiences enthusiastically, and that you're passionate about the community and connecting with others.
So teacher passion is...
Yeah, so the teacher, I guess it's not so much hierarchical, the teacher's more within the community,
mm-hmm.
maybe facilitating.
So relevance is not a thing to do?
Yeah, you can't pretend.
Authentic is the word they use in
higher education. Authentic, yeah, that's right.
In higher education.
Yeah, that's right. And I think young people are looking for mentors and are looking for people to support them in their learning. Just that they're also looking for connectivity with their peers. And if you're not providing that, then good luck trying to retain their attention.
Can you tell us about your strategy? You use media a lot, hence the presentation this morning. How do you go about this? Do you use just keep embedding as the coolest things? Or how do you approach it?
Well, what's important to do, what a lot of people don't do, is you need to actually sit down and look at your students for a day. Look at what they're doing. Where do they spend their time online already? What are they doing with their phones? And what you'll find is the places where they are is where you need to be.
So do you survey them?
Yeah, we use Google Docs and do surveys, but really sometimes it's just taking time to sit and talk to your students and just observe their behaviour online and replicate that and own those spaces where they already are.
Appreciate you've got to go, Francis, and I'd love to talk to you more and will. You're talking about engagement of the audience. You're talking about how do you find out? How do you watch them? Is that literally what you do? You watch them or do you survey them?
No, you watch them. I mean, they're bringing their iPhones, their laptops...
It's face-to-face.
Into class. Yeah, we have a blended learning.
Yeah.
And it's just observing, you know, the spaces they're already in. Also, in the online space, through social media, you can actually also... watch and learn from your students about how they spend their time online.
Yes.
And
what? Tell me, and we'll wrap it up with this. Tell me, what do you say to teachers and be them higher ed or be them TAFE or what? What will you one thing that you'd like to say to them about reaching and engaging their audience? or their learners. Didn't say it was going to be easy.
Yeah. I think it's not about you as a teacher drawing a line between yourself and the student.
Okay.
I think it's actually about getting your students to connect in a way that creates a space of learning.
Okay.
So teaching, I would say, is three-dimensional. It's about creating a space and environment where learning can happen. It's not about... it's not two-dimensional between the teacher and the learner. It's three-dimensional. It's about creating a community of learners. If you can create that culture of a community of learners, you know, the rest will take care of itself.
Terrific. I've been talking to Francis Kneebone, who's from Scripture Union in Queensland. Francis, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.